ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवताम के अंतो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 22 रिस्पॉन्सिवली प्लीज केम व्हाट इज द वैल्यू दुष्कर वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू परफॉर्म न अवर क्रतु भी विथ परफॉर्मेंसेस ऑफ सेक्रीफाइस तपा विथ ऑस्टेरिटीज व्रत वाउज दान आदि भी विथ एग्जीक्यूटिंग चैरिटेबल एक्टिविटीज एंड सो ऑन वा और द्युजयेना with achieving the heavenly kingdom phalguna which is insignificant na no yatra where narayano pada pankaja of the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Smriti, the remembrance. Pramushta, lost. Atisaya, excessive. Indriya, utsavat, due to material sense gratification. Kim vadus karaina kratubi stapo Kim vadus karaina kratubi stapo vratai Dana di burva द्युजयेन फल्गुना नयत्र नारायण पाद पंकज स्मृति प्रमुष्टातिशयेन्द्रिय सवात् किंबा दुष्करैर्नर्य क्रतुभिस्तपोव्रतैर् दानादि पूर्वा द्युजयेन फल्गुना नयत्र नारायण पाद पंकज स्मृति प्रमुष्टातिशयेन्द्रियोत्सवात् ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय यू वांट टू रिसाइट एनीबडी वांट्स टू रिसाइट ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद The demigods continue after performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows and giving charity. We have achieved this position as inhabitants of the heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten His lotus feet. Please repeat after me. The demigods continued after performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows and giving charity. we have achieved this position as inhabitants of heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification. And therefore, we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet, purport by his divine grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The land of Bharatvarsh is so exalted that by taking birth there, one can not only attain the heavenly planets, but also go directly back to home, back to Godhead. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 9:25, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, Pitrun Yanti Pitru Vrataha, Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya, Yanti Madhya Jinopi Mam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghost and spirit will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship me will live with me. People in the land of Bharatvarsh generally follow the Vedic principles and consequently perform great sacrifice by which they can be elevated to the heavenly planets. However, what is the use of such great attainments? As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9:21, Krishne Punye Mrityu Loke Vishanti, Kshine Punye Mrityu Lokam Vishanti. After the result of one's sacrifices, charity and other pious activities expires, one must return to the lower planetary system and again feel the pangs of birth and death. However, one who becomes Krishna conscious can go back to home, back to Godhead. Yanti Madhyajino Pimam. Therefore, the demigods even regret having been elevated to the higher planetary system. The denizens of the heavenly planets regret that they could not take full advantage of being born in the land of Bharatvarsha. Instead, they became captivated by a higher standard of sense gratification. And therefore, they forgot the lotus feet of Lord Narayan at the time of death. The conclusion is that one who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsh must follow the instructions given personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama parama mama. One should try to return home, back to Godhead, to the Vaikuntha planets, or to the topmost Vaikuntha planets, Golok Vrindavan, to live eternally in full, blissful knowledge in the company of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedant Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshanyavadi Pachata Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. The demigods continue. After performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows and giving charity, we have achieved this position as inhabitants of heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. So, demigods are continuing praying, and in this particular verse they are saying that by performing all piety, punya karma, we have attained celestial planets, heavenly planets, where sense gratification is very readily available to the topmost degree. So in material world, the highest sense gratification is offered by opposite sex, wine, and wealth, health, good senses to gratify sense gratification. So all this is very readily available in heavenly planets. Heavenly planets means topmost sense gratification. And the demigods are praying that we had this topmost sense gratification. What is the use of sense gratification? Because it makes us forget Supreme Personality of Godhead. By all the means, one should always be in Krishna consciousness. Be with Krishna. Yanti deva vrata devan pitrun yanti pitru vrata bhutani yanti bhuttejya yanti madhya jinopi mam. Prabhupada quotes these words that those who want to gratify their senses, they perform pious activities and go to, they worship demigods. Yanti devavrata devan. They are devavrata, worshipping demigods. And worshipping demigods, the aim is to go to heavenly planets and have a topmost sense gratification. Somaras. Somaras is celestial liquor by which you become so much intoxicated. Tetam bhuktva svargalokam vishalam. So that bhuktva, you enjoy celestial delights, somaras. Tet puta papa yagnai ristva svargatim parthayante kshine punya mrityulokam vishanti aitrayi dharma anuprapanna gatagatam kama kama labhante. Going to heavenly planets, coming back, what do living entity get? Kama kama, gratifying senses. So how much you can gratify your senses? That is a question. and how much you can enjoy gratifying your senses. This should be the real question. Because Dusparena Nalinacha, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the more fuel you pour into fire, it takes bigger and bigger and more form. The fire will never get satisfied by pouring more fuel into the fire. It will increase more and more. So the senses are like that. The more we give sense gratification to senses, the more they demand. They never become satisfied. Dusparina analinacha. They never get satisfied and they make you subservient of senses. The living entity becomes subservient to the senses. So that can never be satisfied. So what can satisfy us? What can give us total bliss? What can give us topmost bliss? That is the question they are scrutinizing. That we have attained this topmost sense gratification. But will it satisfy us? No. What will satisfy us? Remembering the lotus feet of Lord, to be with Lord, to sport with Lord, to go back to home, back to Godhead, where there is only service, surrendering to Lord. And in that mood, living entity can ever enjoy bliss. That bliss remains forever. Why? Because we are not these senses, we are not this material body, we are not part of this material world, heaven, hell. We are spirit soul. And a spirit soul wants to become very totally satisfied, then we have to go to the bottom of the whole philosophy. What is the bottom of whole philosophy? That I am the spirit soul. Because my nature is spiritual, unless I live my life in spiritual realm, I cannot get totally peaceful, blissful, happy. So this is the bottom line. This is the bottom line. That I am a spirit soul, not these senses. And me as a spirit soul has put myself into ignorance, maya. And what is that ignorance, maya? That somehow or other I have imbibed the consciousness that I am this material body. And that's why my aim is to gratify this material body. And that will give me total peace, bliss, happiness. This is mistake. This is mistake. Thinking that I am this material body and I'm a product of this material world. This is a mistake. So all philosophy starts with this point. Every philosophy starts with the point that I am not this body, and because I think this body, I am suffering. What is the suffering? Birth, death, old age and disease, gratifying senses. Biggest suffering is to disconnect ourselves from our source called Krishna. That is biggest suffering. So the philosophy starts, where, why I am suffering in this material world. That's where every philosophy, Buddhist, Monist, Vedic, Christian, Muslim, all religion starts with this point. Why I am suffering? How I can get rid of my suffering? How I can get total bliss, peace? So every philosopher comes up with a point that we are not a good philosopher. There are material philosophers also. A good philosopher will come up with a point that we are not this material body or product of this material world. We are spiritual. We are spirit soul. We are part and parcel of super soul, the God. And then they have different idea of gods. Impersonal God, personal God, and mixture of both. They fix, all philosophers fix that we are spirit soul. And then they fix that the spirit is transcendental, spiritual. Then they fix that the spirit and matter are completely opposite. And when they try to mix both spirit and matter, then from that suffering arises, birth, death, old age and disease. So how to get rid of this distressful condition? That is philosophy. I am spirit soul, part of Krishna, and unless I go back to him, unless I serve him, who is my whole, who is my source, I cannot become happy. No matter how much I indulge in this material world with my material senses, I can blow up my mind and blow up my senses and try to catch that bliss, it will never happen. Because I am not matter. So the demigods here praying very hard. We have done everything to come to the conclusion of gratifying our senses to the heavenly delights by performing yajna, by performing piety, by performing sacrifices. We have got this highest sense gratification. But we have forgotten the Lord's lotus feet, which can give us total happiness, peaceful, blissfulness. So what is the use of this all? It says that although life in Bharatvarsa in a lower planetary system is very short, one who lives there can elevate himself to full Krishna consciousness and achieve the highest perfection even in this short life by fully surrendering unto the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the idea. We have to hit right on the nail, the target, in order to become totally blissful. That target is going back to Krishna, serving him, surrendering it to him, service and surrender to Krishna. Why we can become totally happy by doing service to Krishna only? Because we are part of him. Because we are part of him. That's why we have to go back to him. A child is part of a mother, so child can be happy only if child can go back to the lap of a mother. That's the only way You give child many toys, will not make him happy. Child has to go back to the mother, the source. The stone part of earth, you throw how much high into the sky, can never, it has to come back to the earth. The waves of the ocean can go 20 feet high, but because it's part of ocean, it has to come back to the ocean. Similarly, the living entity, the spirit soul, is part and parcel of Krishna. Unless the living entity go on the lap of Krishna, living entity can never be happy. Sense gratification is not the way to become happy. So, these demigods is longing for Lord's lotus feet, serving, and let's serve Lord's lotus feet. This is the only way we can become happy. So Bharatvarsha gives this opportunity. Why? Because in Bharatvarsha there are so many saintly people, they take birth. And so many incarnation of Krishna, including Krishna, is aboard Vrindavan Mayapur. They visit this land, this track of land, Bharatvarsha. Now boundaries, you can come up with the boundaries of Bharatvarsha according to Bhagavatam. But center of Bharatvarsha is present India, where so many auspicious rivers are flowing. The dharma, Varnasram dharma, gradually elevating the living entity is in place. And culture. Culture means cows and Brahmins very much there. Culture. Beautiful culture. So this is very conducive to serve Lord's lotus feet. Going to temple morning, evening, associating with saintly devotees, serving the saintly devotees, serving Krishna. Nice, so many temples, every beautiful place of pilgrimage has nice temples. Vrindavan, maybe 6,000 by now. So many temples. So much worship in each and every home. Every home has deity. Every home is practicing Krishna consciousness to certain degree, to certain, depends upon people and class and so because very it's a culture, so sanskar, culture that human being imbibe. Buddha came, gave a culture. Of course he was off track, and then Shankar came, he also gave a culture, Brahma. Eko Brahma Dvitiyo Nasti. Gave a culture. Nice culture. It is all in connection with Krishna. Lord Chaitanya came and he created Krishna conscious culture. Worshipping, serving Krishna. Poor Acharya came. They also set a nice, beautiful Vaishnava culture. So it's a land where Krishna chooses to appear. where incarnations and all acharyas chooses to appear. All nice rivers and Himalayas for meditating on Krishna. Beautiful scriptures, big dictionary, Oxford dictionary, and nice history from time immemorial. Manu Smriti is practiced in the court. The laws, even today in India, the court laws are according to Manu Smriti. Most of it is followed. The laws are followed by Manu. Manu is the first human being, mankind, Manavi, Manushya. All these words came from Manu. So Manu Smriti is followed, laws for code of conducts for the human beings. So much culture. And what is the use of culture? To remember Krishna, to serve Krishna, to be with Krishna, to celebrate everything about Krishna, around Krishna, chanting Krishna's name, festivals about Krishna, all these big, big temples. Every day there is a festival in connection with Krishna. Ekadasis, and worshipping Tulsi Maharani, worshipping Brahmins and cows. Culture, beautiful culture. Sense gratification is by nature, by Krishna, somehow or other has been curbed down. There is not enough material amenities to get into highest sense gratification. It's coming very quickly. But still, the nature in India is such a way that even though they can bring all these modern amenities, that culture will remain. Ultimately, they will go back to Krishna. Because material suffering. So this is what Bharat, India has to offer to the rest of the world and universe. A culture, Krishna conscious culture, which is very beautiful. And same thing is desired by demigods, that even though the life in Bharatvarsha is very short, less sense gratification, but it is very desirable track of land because of culture, and it reminds us about how we are spirit soul. And that's why we must serve Krishna. Easiest method of serving Krishna is chanting His holy name. And if we serve Krishna by chanting holy name, we can become His pure lover, pure devotee. And in that reciprocation of love, we can gratify our senses to the max. Total bliss, total package for attaining bliss. This is a bliss. There is no bliss in sense gratification. Dusparina nalinacha. So, all the demigods are praying. Somehow or other, we can take birth in Bharatvarsha. And for that matter, ISKCON is such a beautiful institution, scientifically organized by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and they have laid down everything in books, in scripture form, purports, bhajans. They have lived that life and they are teaching that life, which is a life of total bliss. Why we are not experiencing that total bliss in Krishna consciousness? That is because we are not practicing. That is because we are going back to Maya, prey victim again to Maya. But whatever our Acharya gave is the absolute truth, a total package of how living entity can become totally blissful, peaceful. And that's why all the demigods would like to take birth in ISKCON, because it is beautifully organized how one can become blissful. Beautifully organized by Srila Prabhupada and Acharyas. So this is the ultimate prayers of demigods, that what is the use of topmost sense gratification? Let's go take birth in Bharatavarsha and practice Krishna consciousness. It's easy in Bharatavarsha to practice bhakti and Krishna consciousness, which can make us totally blissful. So this is a prayer of demigods. Any question anybody has? Yes?
As it is stated, the demigods perform many yagas, sacrifices, to that they would improve spiritual life. But in the return, they got more opportunity for sense gratification, to forget the Lord. So why is the fruit of such an activity such fruit? It's like contradictory, how to say. You perform yaga, that you would clean the mind and remember the lotus feet, but in reward you get higher planets where you can enjoy and forget.
Yeah, mind you that there are different kind of sacrifices. And the highest sacrifice is what you are performing. Yajna is sankirtan prior. So that is only meant for developing our love for Krishna. So there are sacrifices, Indra, Chandra, Surya, there are sacrifices for all the demigods. So Yanti Deva Vrata Devan. Whomever you perform sacrifice for, you wind up that place. Indra is Swarga. Brahma is Brahma Loka. Like that. But all these planets have higher sense gratification. But Sankirtan Yajna, you go back to home, back to Godhead, where Krishna is, where you in love reciprocate with him. So sacrifices are of different kind. Does that make sense? Any other question? Any other question? Yes?
How is in the case we like chanting and some association, but we have no such relationship with deities, taste for deities and these rituals? And how is this? Because we don't feel good if we have not this taste. But taste for chanting is. And not the taste for too much golden temple and this all rituals. How is that in our life?
Well, we have to practice. We have to always remind ourselves. And Rupa Goswami is giving beautiful advices in Nectar of Instruction. We have to follow his instruction. We have to get determined. Utsa, Nichay, Dhiraj, Tata Tata Karma Pravartanat, Sangati Agat, Sato Vrutte, Sadavir Bhakti Prasiddhati. We have to constantly be in fire of devotional service. Remind ourselves all the time and remain in association with devotees. Devotional service, Rupa Goswami says, must be performed with utmost enthusiasm. So we should remain enthusiastic. Serve the devotees who are more advanced than us and take their advice to our life and soul. But mainly, Utsah, Nishchay, Dhiraj, the second verse, Atyahar, Prayasascha, Prajalpo, Niyama. How we can destroy our devotional service? Second verse of Nectar of Instruction. How we can enhance our devotional service? Third verse. Fourth verse, how we can exchange love between devotees? Very beautifully explained by Srila Rupa Goswami for his followers such as us. So we have to follow day in and day out and control our mind, senses, and always engage them, try to engage them or engage them in Krishna's service. If we cannot control our senses and mind, then give it to your guru. Give it to any person who is willing to take charge of our mind and senses. The Siksha Guru or whomever we are enlivened by, devotee. And not use our mind and not use our intelligence. Just whatever he says, just do it. Just do it. That's it. Just do. Let's give us one life to Krishna, Prabhupada says. And that this life, who has seen next life or past, let's give this one life to Krishna. It is so auspicious. Huh?
Real.
It's so auspicious. It's so beautiful life. Krishna conscious life is so beautiful. It's a life which is hankered by demigods, Indra. It's a life. Krishna conscious life is hankered here, you see, we can see. So, we have to, if we cannot control our mind and senses, give it to somebody who wants to take it. Like guru and advanced devotees, and do exactly what they say. And forget about your thoughts, about your intelligence, about your mind, about everything. Give it to Prabhupada. We did what Prabhupada said immediately, and we became most fortunate. So it's a very beautiful process. If you want, then you will get there. If you don't want, then you will pray victim to your senses and the mind. Is there answers? Especially, yes? Huh? Okay.
Attention to rituals and It's not so wrong.
Actually, the most important advice is to have a Krishna conscious, elevated guru personality and surrender to him totally. This is the advice of Antariksha, Prabuddha, Navyogendra. To get rid of our Maya, we have to surrender to a guru who is pure devotee of Krishna. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta sriyo jigyasu uttamam sabde paricha nishnatam brahmani sam upasrayam. This is the advice. Give our mind and senses and body and life to a guru whom we have total faith, whom we can surrender, whom we trust the most. Many qualifications of a guru. But first we have to have that faith in that person. And then give our mind and intelligence and senses and body and wealth and health and everything just consigned to that person. And our work is done. Give our headache to somebody else. That's the idea. Give our mind headache, intelligence headache, all headache. Strictly give it to him. That is called surrender. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarsina. So, guru is not an exploiter. And if he's an exploiter, then he's not a guru. Just another. You can keep changing your guru also. Not a problem, not diksha, but siksha. But not that you become like a prostitute also. Today this person, tomorrow that person. Just work with him. Maybe you have a problem. He doesn't have a problem. You have a problem. We have to learn to work with devotees. And in ISKCON, authorized. If he is a little off track, he is out. So, my work was very easy because I put every investment into Prabhupada. Pure devotee. Give mind to him, intelligence to him, body to him, everything he said. Do it. Very easy. Okay, any other question? Yes, Mia?
I don't understand what this means.
What is that?
I don't understand what this means.
Give everything to Guru means this Yogendras. This says there is a sloka after this Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta, third, fourth sloka. What disciple should do. So, giving mind, intelligence, everything to Guru means surrendering to him everything. We should do exactly what he asks us to do. And when we have some trouble, then we can contact him, take his advice, and work our goal, Krishna conscious goal, according to his desire. That was your question? Question was?
She didn't know what it meant to
everything to Guru. Surrendering. Giving him everything means surrendering your mind, intelligence, means do whatever exactly what he is asking you to do. That is what it means. Service and sattva viddhi pranipat, pariprasna and seva. These three things. So you ask submissively, and whatever he says, we should follow, and we should serve him, because by that he will be obliged to give us everything that he has. He will give you everything. If you serve him, then he will give you everything that he has. Money, mind, education, knowledge, Krishna, bhakti, prema, everything Guru will give you. But we have to surrender to him, serve him. If you serve father, mother, they give you inheritance. If you don't serve, no inheritance. So Guru has inheritance, Krishna conscious knowledge, Krishna bhakti, Krishna prema. He will give us. Any other question? Okay, thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Sri Pancha Tattva ki, Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Guru Gauranga ki, Gaur Prema Nandi.